60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition. Dominic's birthday, you know, kind of thinks he's a big deal, special day, birthday boy, all that kind of crap.
I'm working on my birthday, man. Come on.
That is unusual. I mean, in that, you know, it's a rarity to find you working, period.
Let alone in June.
Did you see at thehill.com, and obviously it's just someone else's reporting thereof, Donald Trump put out like a 12-page rant last night.
I did see, and I did not read the rant. So
I understand the rant somewhat incriminating. Could be used against him in a court of law, Dom.
Well, you know, and the same thing with Rudy, you know, with his defense of his alleged drunkenness today, you know, still pushing this big lie. Still pushing. I mean, to this day, to this moment.
The big lie is that Rudy was sober?
It's hard to say now, man. There's so many lies.
Dominic, let me introduce this, and we will take more of your phone calls. 844-967-2789. TheHill.com reporting. Former President Trump on Monday issued a 12-page sidewinder rebuttal to testimony and evidence presented by the House committee investigating the Capitol riot. Now, the J6 committee, I like to call them, Dom. Here is a little bit from the Trump statement.
17 months after the events of January 6th, Democrats are unable to offer solutions.
I got a solution.
Let's stop right there. Right. What exactly are you trying to say there, Trump? I mean, the events of January 6th. You mean the coup that you orchestrated upon this country? They're unable to offer solutions? Well,
no, inflation, rising gas prices. Oh, somebody can blame on Joe Biden. You know,
is that
no solutions.
Is that what it is?
Just a
why January 6th? I mean, Trump was still president in January 6th. Why wouldn't it be after Biden's inauguration? If that's what you're saying, why January 6th?
Well, but he tells us in his sidewinder of a statement.
Yeah, please inform us.
They are desperate to change the narrative of a failing nation
without even making mention of the havoc and death caused by the radical left just months earlier. Havoc and death. Is he talking about the pandemic he ham-handedly allowed a million Americans to die from? The COVID pandemic?
Oh, no. The one that he did not lead when he had an actual opportunity to lead and wear a mask and show by example. The one where he had the opportunity to discuss with the American people what he said to Bob Woodward about the severity and danger of this pandemic. No, I'm sure that's a rip on Black Lives Matter.
Make no mistake. They control the government. They own this disaster. They're hoping that these hearings will somehow alter their failing prospects.
Now, reading again from the Hill, Tom, the 12-page document underscores how Trump is yet to move on from his false claims of fraud in 2020. And that work, the committee's work, may be central to a potential 2024 campaign. Is he running again, Tom?
No.
Yes, he is. The 12-page doc, he's going to announce in Florida. Can I make that prediction right now? Donald Trump, when he announces his reelective campaign, we'll go to Ron DeSantis' neighborhood and do it on a street corner. Mark my words. Crudy's often right. Yes, he will.
He's not running, but please continue.
I will continue. One section of Trump's statement focuses on the ballot trafficking claims for which he cites Dinesh D'Souza's documentary, 2,000 Mules. Now, 2,000 Mules got two thumbs down for Bill Barr, right?
Yes.
He laughed about it. All of the people in the room laughed about it.
In testimony shown earlier Monday, former Attorney General William Barr laughed at the mention of the film, saying he was unimpressed with it and dismissed the idea that it proved widespread fraud. Now, Dom, another section of this 12-pager asserts that President Biden could not have won the states of Pennsylvania, Arizona, or Georgia because he got more black votes and Hispanic votes than Obama did.
Didn't happen. You got more black votes than Obama. Could have happened.
Each of those states has performed audits and recounts and found no evidence of widespread fraud. So let me just throw out a concept. Population growth. It's 8 years since Obama was last on the ballot, 2012 to 2020. You know, every 10 years we redo the census and reapportion the congressional seats because of shifts in the population and population growth. I don't know. I'm just saying, man, just the Just a thought. I know Trump doesn't actually want to get to the facts, but you know, just a thought.
No, Trump was trying to mess with the census as well.
Dom, Trump in one section claimed states such as Pennsylvania and Michigan took additional time after Election Day to count ballots because it was part of an elaborate scheme to ship in fraudulent votes so Biden could erase Trump's narrow leads in those states. You know, ship in votes or count the absentee ballots, as it's sometimes called.
Many from the military, Crudy, but former Fox News editor Chris Steigerwalt testified in person on Monday to dismiss that very theory known as the Red Mirage. He explained that Republicans typically do better on Election Day, while Democrats perform better in early voting. Some states, such as Pennsylvania, do not count early votes or mail-in ballots until Election Day, meaning it takes additional time to finalize the count. And then, again, we have similar, you know, many states have similar laws as to when votes will be counted. And all those laws can be changed. There was an effort to change those laws here in the state of Wisconsin, but the Republicans rejected it. Why? As we talked about yesterday, Crudy, they want to have this talking point to continue the big
red mirage, red herring for every election forevermore.
Steigerwalt said on Monday, "We had gone to pains, and I'm proud of the pains we went to make sure that we were informing viewers that this was going to happen because the Trump campaign and the president had made it clear that they were going to try to exploit this anomaly. The January 6th hearings have shown a number of former Trump aides dismissing the claims of election fraud and insisting that the former president, he did not have a case based on the facts in the aftermath of the 2020 election. Barr testified that he told Trump his claims were BS and referred to them as nonsense and idiotic. In a deposition shown Monday, Barr told the committee he was worried Trump was detached from reality in the weeks after the election, as he claimed without evidence that certain voting machines were designed to cheat. But Trump has repeatedly shown he will not back down from all claims that the 2020 election was stolen, turning it into a major campaign issue for the 2022 midterms and beyond. He has backed candidates who continue to deny that Biden is the legitimately elected president, and he has supported challengers to the Republicans who voted to impeach him over the Capitol riot. As we near the midterm elections, we're watching the swamp creatures circle the drain as true Americans step up to replace the corrupt establishment with patriots who will fight for our freedoms," Trump says in his 12-page statement. Replace, huh? Is that a replacement theory Trump's advocating for there? just not clear.
Let's get to the phones in a moment at 844-967-2789. Hell, I'll hold this thought. Let's go there now. Jack from Milwaukee. Jack or Jake, welcome. What do you got for us?
Good afternoon, you troublemakers, you. I'd like to ask you a question here, fellas. Do you consider treason a serious crime, or is it just something that you slap somebody on the wrist with?
Well, define treason. I mean, we know about the seditious conspiracy, and we know the coup attempt against the U.S. government, probably directed and perpetrated by the former president. But treason, such a harsh word. That implies to take one's opponent, let's say in a war like Russia, let's say taking Russia's side in a war against the United States. I don't know if treason quite fits the bill here.
Oxford.
Sedition!
The crime of betraying one's country, especially by attempting to kill the sovereign or overthrow the government. Betraying one's country, especially by attempting to kill the sovereign or overthrow the government.
I have a little concern.
Government. Yes.
I've been watching these hearings. Now, believe it or not, the Republican lady is doing a spectacular job.
Liz Cheney. Yes, she is.
Yes. The other two, I'm very concerned with. They seep a little like a daisy. Benny Thomas and who's that? Zoe
Lofgren.
I can't pronounce that last name. But anyhow, I'm a little concerned about that. In fact, they're saying that, we're going to just listen here, and we're not going to recommend it.
Jack, are you criticizing style points right now?
Pardon?
You're criticizing Lofgren's style.
No, I think I know it, Jack.
I did see some reporting, Jack. Let me a little more aggressive.
Yeah, let me restate some of the reporting, and I think perhaps what you're being critical of, Jack, is that Lofgren and
maybe
some of
I got it mixed up, fellas.
Well, that essentially they're not there to prosecute. Now, they can make a referral if they choose to do so after this is all said and done, but that is not their responsibility. It is not their goal. That is not their power to do that, Jack. So I think how much evidence
do you need?
They could have a video of Trump shooting somebody on. Listen, Jack. They could have the video evidence
of
Trump
shooting. He's not even rational.
I know, but listen, it's not the point. They could show Trump shooting someone on Fifth Avenue. They don't have the power to indict, to prosecute. That is not their mission. That is not their goal. They couldn't certainly refer that in the Department of Justice. You know, it's up to them ultimately. But that is not why this committee is made up.
Investigatory committee of sedition.
And there's plenty of it there.
967-2789. Mark from the SAC, welcome back. What do you got?
Hey, Mark.
Hey, thanks. Thanks, guys. And CJ could actually stand on topic every once in a while. The whole crap about, you know, President Cut and Run, it was Donald Trump who actually signed the agreement with the Taliban back in 2019 to release the 5,000 terrorists that probably killed the 13 service people that got killed there during the evacuation. Put that aside, but I mean that these hearings are fascinating because they're showing the evidence. I mean, let the evidence speak for itself. I mean that we're seeing more and more crystal clear just how violent and well-planned this event was. I mean, the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers were mustering prior to Trump getting done with his speech. They were there before, you know, scoping the event out, I think, before Trump even got to the podium. I mean, there was a coordinated effort to overthrow the government of the United States and prevent the peaceful transfer of power, which we have had since our founding as a nation when the Constitution was signed, because we weren't founded as a nation under the Articles of Confederation. A nation was formed under the Constitution. And for all you knuckleheads out there and CJs and knuckle-draggers, try reading the preamble to the Constitution. That's what our government is supposed to be about. It's promoting the general welfare, prevent domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense. Try reading that, and that's what is laid out in Article 1. I mean, try reading Article 1, guys. I mean, try reading the Federalist Papers or the notes on the Constitutional Convention.
What? Mark, seems like so much work, Mark. I'd rather just believe Trump because he's a racist like me, and, you know, I'll just go along with it and give him my money.
I'm going to make a confession on behalf of CJ. He's not going to do the homework, Mark. I think I used that line once prior.
Yeah, referring to me, I think.
967-2789. You know what Donald Trump's doing today? He's on the revenge tour again, Dom. Campaign stopping in South Carolina.
Is he cashing checks? Because that's what I really like to know. And if so, under what pretense?
Trump's revenge tour in Battleground, Nevada. What to watch in Tuesday's primary. You know, it's primary day today in Nevada. Nevada, depending on how you pronounce that word.
Nevada, Etta.
Well, that's not how the locals say it, is it?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
I think Nevada.
No, that's Wisconsinite talking there, buddy.
Former President Donald Trump's revenge tour lands in South Carolina on Tuesday, as the article here, Politico, spells out. It's been a bumpy ride so far.
You think?
Maybe it's because they took Trump Airlines. A little bit more. Trump has vowed to defeat Republicans who he believed have crossed him. But high-profile setbacks like Georgia Governor Brian Kemp's resounding primary win show it hasn't always been or gone as planned for the former president. In Tuesday's slate of primary, Trump is backing challengers to two sitting South Carolina House members, GOP reps Tom Rice and Nancy Mace. Rice was one of the 10 House Republicans who voted to impeach Trump. Oh, that's a crime.
Well done, sir.
And Mace has oscillated between Trump critic and fan, even filming praise of Trump outside Trump Tower shortly after he endorsed her opponent. That makes for mixed loyalties, doesn't it?
Oh, come on. It's pathetic.
Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Actually, quite good.
Naga Not going to work here anymore anyway.
Can we call that treason? Why not?
So, dude, not the preferred nomenclature.
Sedition!